Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Today we're going to be speaking about a very strange and unfortunately growing variety of animal cruelty. You may have heard about crush videos. In crush videos, animals are actually tortured and killed in a variety of horrible and sick methods. And the videos include barely dressed women sporting high heels who literally crush the life out of animals. Viewers and purchasers of these videos do so as a perverse sexual thrill, and this phenomenon is becoming more and more common. Now, following a recent case which challenged the constitutionality of a law prohibiting crush videos, I wanted to learn more and bring you the latest on this strange and disturbing trend. And that led me to the good people at Stop Crush, the group that is leading the worldwide campaign to expose, curtail, and eliminate these videos. First, I want to welcome to the show Marla Stormwolf Patty, founder of Stop Crush and co-founder of AELA, Alliance for Earth, Life, Liberty, and Advocacy. Welcome, Marla.
Thank you, Lori, for having us on the show. Really appreciate it.
And also on the line is Anthony Demiano, co-founder of AELA and Stop Crush. Welcome, Anthony.
Thanks so much for having us, Lori.
Thank you. Marla, I suppose we can just go right into it and have you describe what a crush video is.
A crush video can last anywhere from 4 minutes to 45 minutes. They try to make these videos last as long as possible to extend out the torture duration. Basically what it is torture pornography video, and they use animals to torture. Sometimes they use underage women in these videos and dress them up in lingerie. And the torture is so graphic that I really don't want to get into the really gory details, but suffice it to say that nothing is off limits. They have the animal usually strapped down to the ground. The animal is conscious. The animal screams, hollers. They use a variety of horrific methods to torture the animal. And the viewer usually buys these videos for sexual gratification. That's pretty much what these videos are, and there's unfortunately a worldwide market for it. And what
Marla,
we try to do is get these videos completely banned, and not only banned, but we want anybody that's involved with the videos to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Marla, who produces these videos, and how are they distributed?
They're primarily distributed online. In some countries where it's still legal, you can go into any porn shop and get them. Before they became outlawed here in the United States, you could go into a porn shop and purchase them. In some of the countries worldwide, they're still legal. So people can just walk into a pornography shop and pick them up. The people that produce these films, there's two schools of thought. It's a business for them. They know that it sells. They make quite a bit of money. I mean, it's up into the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're doing it primarily just for money. There's been some indication that there is part of a skin trade trafficking that's involved with this, much like child pornography. This is a lot like child pornography in the sense that organized crime globally is involved in turning out a profit for these films. What's very disturbing, too, are the people that buy these films, that watch these films. They could be anybody. They could be your neighbor. They could be a bus driver. They could be your teacher. They could be your coworker. They could be anybody. And that's primarily our growing concern is that if it's not taken seriously enough, these people are available to just walk the streets, do whatever they want. And 9 times out of 10, this type of thing is progressive. Mostly when they're watching these videos, the payoff is the death. They get a rush from the death of watching the animal dying, much like violent pornography towards women. These types of snuff videos that were out where women were killed in the videos or simulated death in the videos, it's been a prevalent indicator that these types of people that get off on these types of videos, they not only get off on them, but they sometimes will take it one step further to going out and doing it themselves.
Anthony, what is the history of these videos? Before the Internet, was there a precursor?
Well, the videos, they did exist, obviously, before the Internet. This is, there's no, you know, there's there have been sadistic people throughout history. But the Internet actually, you know, blew it out to the point where just about anyone has access to it. If you go back to about 1998, 1999, that's when the Humane Society did a very in-depth investigation in regard to Animal Crush video. And what they found at that time was roughly about 3,000 separate Animal Crush videos that were readily available for purchase and download on the Internet. And that sparked their campaign against it. But their campaign was very low-key, and it was underground, and they specifically went for legislation to try and curtail the industry as best they could in the United States. And what they ran into was a very caring congressperson by the name of Elton Gulagly from Southern California. And Elton Gulagly was horrified when he found out about this. And he's, you know, he's part of government initiatives that are for animal welfare. So he immediately, with the help of some other congresspeople and senators, drafted some legislation to be put in against the videos, which was actually passed under the Clinton administration back in about 1999. And that was the piece of legislation. It was the one that was actually more so recently struck down before the new legislation was put in place. And the reason why it was struck down by the Supreme Court was because they felt that it was overdrafted and overbroad. And in regard to the wording of that statute, yes, you could say that because it wasn't even titled with the term Animal Crush video. So, I mean, basically speaking, it could have been applied to other forms of animal death depiction.
And we're going to touch upon the legal and legislative aspects of Crush videos in a bit. Let's go back just a step here. Describe what's known about the psychology of the consumer.
Well, as far as we've researched, and we've been at this for a good number of years now, we really don't differentiate between those who torture animals and those who would abduct and torture a human being. As Marla has pointed out many times, when you look at FBI profilers like Robert Ressler, who has done in-depth investigation into this, he will state that serial killers move up from animals to humans. And we don't necessarily, we agree that human and animal torture are linked, but the way that we see it is that they're kind of interchangeable, because it's not like a serial killer will leave torturing animals after he's begun torturing humans. A serial killer will still kill. It doesn't really matter to a serial killer. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So we see them as more interchangeable rather than just a progression. A progression may be there, but there's more to it than that. So in our eyes, yes, we do agree 100% with the link between animal torture and human torture. So it's hard for us to, like I said, it's hard for us to differentiate.
Yeah, and Marla mentioned earlier on there's a parallel made to child pornography. Marla, do you want to add anything about that?
These videos, child pornography videos, are outlawed on the basic principle of humanity. And the reason that we feel that Animal Crush videos belong in the same category is that these videos, there's nothing educational about these videos. You shouldn't be allowed to post a video of child pornography to say, well, look, this exists. All it does is make it more prevalent. People that are looking at these videos are primarily only interested in getting off on it.
Yeah.
And it just feeds into this type of there's an old phrase that I didn't coin it. A journalist coined it after World War II, during after his first trip into a concentration camp. But he called it the banality of evil. If this type of thing is allowed in this world, it becomes commonplace. And once it becomes commonplace, it becomes almost accepted.
Yeah. And we got to interrupt you. We got to, Marla, we got to take a break. We got to take a break now. Don't go away. We're speaking to Marla Stormwolf Patty and Anthony Damiani. We're talking about the sadistic, cruel, and violent animal cruelty activities of Animal Crush videos. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today. Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Shot,
swap. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or...
swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Shot, swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Marla Stormwolf Patty and Anthony Damiano with Stop Crush. Those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about Animal Crush videos. Anthony, let's move on to the legal and legislative aspects of these crush videos. And in 2010, a federal law was passed, the Animal Crush Video Prohibition Act. Explain to us, what does the law state?
Well, the law basically, in basic, to keep it short, the law criminalizes any conduct related to Animal Crush video in very much the same manner that that child pornography is outlawed. You cannot, obviously you can't create them, which would be illegal under animal cruelty laws in the United States anyway. But you can't create them, you can't sell them, you can't distribute them, you can't buy them, you can't post them on the internet, nothing.
And so explain then why ordinary animal cruelty laws are inadequate to deal with the issue of crush videos. Why was this legislation passed?
Well, they're inadequate for more than one reason. First of all, this is a sadistic, prurient interest, which makes it complete obscenity. And the United States is well known, you know, for banning, like it has a history of prohibiting, you know, the sale or the exchange or the marketing or the distribution of obscene material that promotes criminal conduct. So this is part of that. Another problem that you're going to have when it comes to Animal Crush video, when you're trying to prosecute people who you would see in the videos, is that that's not going to solve the problem whatsoever. A lot of, as Marla has already stated, a lot of these women are forced into the industry. What you really want to find and who you really want to catch are the people who are producing and distributing these videos. And not only that, it's also society degrading. I mean, this is a horrible, detestable interest. It is animal torture pornography. No matter how the wording is stated, and no matter how, you know, groups like the ACLU want to promote free speech, quote unquote, it still comes down to the fact that what you're defending is animal torture pornography. And how is that fair to the voiceless that can't stand up to themselves?
That's exactly right. Right. Anthony, as I noted earlier, a recent legal case in Houston challenged the Animal Crush Video Prohibition Act, which you just explained. Can you please describe what happened?
It's still on that Texas state level, but the federal prosecutors have gotten involved. And as far as we know, it is the federal DA's job to file an appeal to try and reinstate those charges. So we're counting on that. And we are hoping to see that appeal has been accepted by the Solicitor General. But what you have to understand is that we don't hate Judge Sinwick, okay? We're not saying he's some kind of quote-unquote evil man or anything like that. In his vision, he probably holds a very staunch ACLU-like view where everything that is speech is free speech. So how Judge Sinwick would probably view this issue is that the act should be illegal, but the video of the act should not be illegal because he's trying to protect free speech in his eyes. Now, as far as we can tell, we believe that on the grounds that Judge Sinwick threw these charges out, we don't really believe in the reasoning behind it. Okay, because one of the things that he had a problem with was that he said that the law was, again, overbroad, like the old law, which it is not. It is specifically called the Animal Crush Prohibition Act of 2010. It is specifically geared to target animal crush video. You cannot use it to go after hunting video. You cannot use it to go after dogfighting video. You cannot use it to go after vivisection footage. You cannot use it to go after animal husbandry slaughter video. It is specifically tailored to go after animal crush video.
Anthony, where do things stand now legally? How are current cases being handled?
Well, when it comes to this issue, this specific issue, what we're waiting on again is for the federal appeal. And once that happens, several groups will file an amicus brief, including ourselves. And what that means is we will be able to have our opinions and our voices heard at the appeals process, which means that we'll be able to produce thoughts and ideas pertaining to the law or the case itself that may not have been considered during Judge Sim Lake's ruling. And that's what we're pushing for right now.
Anthony, so concerning these videos that resides on the Internet, who owns the videos and who's responsible for their content?
Well, that's a pretty broad subject because there are different types of people out there doing this. There are people, there are individual people doing this just for money because it's a very lucrative business. When you find the right market, there are people who will pay hundreds to even $1,000 for one of these videos. That's how I kind of envision these people in Texas. I don't call them a crush sell. They were individuals who were in this, they specifically got into it because it was easy money. But this is also connected to organized crime all over the world. It's connected to human trafficking issues, as Marla has already, again, pointed out. A lot of these young girls are abducted and forced into the industry, and that's another problem connected to these videos that has to be addressed, and another reason why simple animal cruelty laws are not inadequate. And another reason is that this video shouldn't even be seen or promoted. I mean, let's ask you an honest question. Would you want a man who buys these videos living around the corner from your children and your companion animals?
Yeah. Anthony, Marla, we only have a minute left. How can individuals, people listening, act to end this practice? And tell us your website.
Go ahead, Marla.
Individuals can act by speaking out. Get politically involved. We have legislation that's out there. We're pushing legislation in other countries. And this is a global issue. And just how we got the law passed last time, there were just hundreds of thousands of people that got involved, writing their legislators, contacting them, calling them, primarily calling them, and letting their voices be heard. That's one of the main reasons. The other thing that you think people can do is when they see a crush sell or they see the type of crush videos being sold, make noise. Go to the authorities. Contact the FBI. Make yourselves heard. These primarily work. The authorities, lawmakers, they're only really going to push an issue so far as what society wants. And if society is saying we want this banned, we want this stopped, they
right.
don't have to listen.
Okay, check them out. The great work of Stop Crush, that's stopcrush.org. Marla Stormwolf Patty, Anthony Demiano, thank you so much for your great work.
Well, thank you very much for having us on the show, Dr. Murray. We really appreciate this.
Yes, thank you, Lori, very much.
Thank you, guys. Don't go away. More on Animals Today.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Oh, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from 139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to GEICO. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chef Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's really a horrible, horrible subject that we just talked about, isn't it?
Yes.
It's hard to believe this exists.
Well, actually, I'm not surprised it exists. But,
so we're talking about Animal Crush videos.
Yeah. And
you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Because we live in a cruel, evil world.
And with the ease of, the internet universe and the easy money, apparently that surprised me that there's a lot of money to be made and any connections to, and that the participants were there involuntarily to a large extent. That claim I was unaware of, didn't think of it, and that does add a whole new wrinkle to aggressively you ought to go after these things, right?
Exactly.
So if it's like forced labor or child pornography, I mean, I can see those parallels. And yet... their feeling that the ACLU would try to protect this as protected speech.
Exactly.
Defend it as protected speech. So you did try to get them on.
I sure did. And so my listeners know I tried to get a lawyer from the ACLU, and they declined.
Yeah.
They didn't want to talk about it.
They were interested, but...
They were interested, but
yeah.
They just
you
did not
the, you call the right people,
want to be on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be... they have to keep their powder dry or
well,
something.
Well, I'm going to still make another attempt, though.
Yeah. All right. Well... Well, what was that website again? Stopcrush.org.
Yeah. You know, this protected speech thing, though, I mean, shouldn't this override?
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay. It's just bothering me.
Yeah. Bothers me, too.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a video?
No.
Yeah. I won't.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Knowing that they're there, just imagining her description, and she toned it down, she claimed, but it's really...
Yeah.
You can only imagine... the horror.
Right. So, staying on the subject, which is not a pleasant subject, let's talk about animal cruelty laws. What was the first law that was passed about animal cruelty? The very first law.
In the whole world?
Yeah, in the United States.
I was going to go back to Britain. I don't know. What was that?
Well, that's a good question. You know Britain?
No.
Okay.
That's where I would go, though.
Okay, you know the Animal Welfare Act, right?
Yeah.
You know when?
67?
1966.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a federal law that was passed in 1966 and has been amended several times since then. So the Animal Welfare Act applies to facilities that breed animals for commercial sale, use in animals in research, transport animals commercially, or publicly exhibit animals. These include things like zoos and aquarium, research facilities, puppy mills, animal dealers, and circuses. The regulations adopted under the Animal Welfare Act establishes minimum care standards for animals in these facilities. And we know there's massive loopholes in the AWA, Animal Welfare Act, and violations often go unpunished, and there's lack of enforcement by the USDA. The Animal Welfare Act is the closest thing we have to a federal cruelty law in the U.S. Does the Animal Welfare Act, Peter, make it illegal to perform individual acts of cruelty like torturing, beating, or neglecting an animal?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, it doesn't. That's right. Those type of acts are regulated by the states, not the federal government. And many animals are not covered by the Animal Welfare Act. Do you know which ones are not covered?
I think a lot of these lab rats are... The mice and maybe the rabbits and other laboratory and farm animals.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So the AWA has exclusions for birds and rats and mice used in research, like you stated, and livestock used for food or fiber, reptiles, amphibians, fish, and invertebrates. And because 95% of the animals used in research are mice and rats, and because that 9 billion land animals slaughtered for food in the U.S. every year are exempted, the vast majority of animals used by humans are excluded from the Animal Welfare Act's protection. And so many animal advocates would say the regulations for marine mammals especially are inadequate, since we know marine mammals in the wild swim for miles each day and they dive hundreds of feet deep in the open ocean freely and be with their families. And from an animal rights perspective, the AWA does little to protect animals because the use of the animals is not challenged, right? As long as the animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, even though the requirements are insufficient, the AWA allows animals to suffer and die in these places, these facilities and zoos and puppy mills. So another question. You're doing good on this quiz.
That's up to we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Are veterinarians obligated by law to report suspicious acts that an animal is a victim of a cruelty at home?
Hmm. Well, I would say that's probably on a state-by-state basis. And so I would say that some states, or I would say a few states probably have that provision. Most don't.
Right. That's very good. 11 states currently mandate that veterinarians report suspicious acts of animal cruelty, including suspected dog fighting activities. And many other states encourage veterinarians, encourage them to report suspected animal cruelty by granting them civil immunity to those who make good faith reports. Now, there is one state where veterinarians are prohibited from reporting suspected cruelty or fighting. I read about this.
Okay.
And an unintended consequence of a law mandating client confidentiality. Do you know what state that would be?
Wow, client confidentiality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about New Hampshire?
No, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
And talking about Kentucky, isn't that amazing, though? They're prohibited to report animal cruelty. A veterinarian. Okay. Okay, so it turns out that Kentucky is one of the five states that has the least protective animal laws. Laws that protect animals the least.
Mm.
And, you know, the ADLF came out with their publication of the 2012 U.S. Animal Protection Law.
Okay.
The rankings report, that was the Animal Legal Defense.
Defense Fund.
Animal Legal Defense Fund. And this is the longest running and most authoritative report of this of its kind. And the ranking reports assesses the strength of each jurisdiction's animals protection law by examining over 4,000 pages of statutes.
Yes.
And so each jurisdiction receives a raw score based on 15 different categories of animal protection. So they rank them, and the report also highlights the top, middle, and bottom tiers of jurisdictions and note the best five and worst five states overall. So looking at the state laws that protect animals from cruelty, neglect, and other forms of abuse, including sexual assault, by the way, which five states have the worst animal protection laws? We mentioned Kentucky. Can you guess any of the others?
I think you're just going to have to tell me.
Okay, sorry. Kentucky,
ahead.
North Dakota, Iowa, South Dakota, and New Mexico.
Okay, I vaguely remember that list.
Okay, well, John, our producer, said he just got them all right.
Yeah.
Best five states.
Okay.
Best five states.
Well, we're in California, and we're probably on that list.
We are. That's number three.
And I will make one more guess about New York State.
No.
Okay.
Illinois, Maine, California, Michigan, Oregon.
Yep.
So Illinois holding strong as the top jurisdiction for animal protection.
Oh, wow.
Now, California rose from fifth to third position in part by strengthening its forfeiture and seizure laws this year, this year, 2013, ensuring that fewer animals unnecessarily languish in cages during the disposition of criminal cases at shelter expense and do not return to their abusers. Idaho was the most improved jurisdiction in 2012. And so I'll tell you, the ranking reports added a brand new category of assessment this past year to account for the passage of the ag-gag laws. You know about that, right?
Okay, ag-gag, where you can't secretly film or document in factory farms where the livestock are legally produced.
Exactly. So these laws propagated by the corporate agricultural lobby, right, aim to conceal animal abuse, food safety risk, and illegal working conditions from consumers by making it illegal to video record or photograph at agricultural facilities. So Iowa and Utah both enacted the ag-gag legislation in 2012, contributing to the respective drops in the rank this year, and they joined Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota for a total of five states that now have ag-gag laws on the books.
I wonder how they weight these factors. I mean, some of these laws are going to be more important to me personally than others. I just wonder how they go about this. But
check out ALDF. Most of what I stated there is right off their report, and so check them out. And I know you have news items when we come back from the break, so don't go away. Peter in the News up next on Animals Today. Joining us on Animals Today. Each week we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas to lawyers in court to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Jack Swap!
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
swap it!
...for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Jack Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of...
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, thanks for playing Stevie Wonder for
us. Yeah.
I've been listening to him a while recently.
What's going on in the news?
In Vermont, you can no longer bring your pet into your hair salon.
Oh.
They don't have much more to do there than to decide whether you're allowed to bring a pet to a barber or beauty shop. You're allowed to have service animals, obviously, service dog, but just a pet, no good.
What if the pet needs... grooming.
Pet needs grooming. Right. You're in the wrong spot. So, which makes me wonder, you know, how often do you get questions? You're a human ophthalmologist when you're not on the radio, right? You are doing eye surgery and taking care of the eyes of people. How often do you have your patients ask you for free veterinary eye medical advice. What should I do about my dogs X, Y, and Z? I don't want to bring them to the vet. Or my vet says this. What do you think?
You know, not infrequently.
It must happen to me twice a month.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not unreasonable for patients to ask us that. I mean, it might be inappropriate considering the setting, but, you know, it's the eyes are somewhat related between the species. And
so if you opened up a little doggy clinic
well,
in the back of their
office,
I wouldn't do that. I think someone would come knocking on your door.
I would open up a doggy clinic just so I can see some dogs while I'm seeing people.
Oh, that's good.
At the same time.
That's, you know, which leads me to this other phenomenon.
Oh, you're looking through your papers. Did I just spark a news item?
You know, a new phenomenon of having service animals just wandering around in airports.
Oh.
Just like to provide general good vibes to the stressed out flyers.
I like
airport.
That.
So this is happening in the San Jose airport. They've been doing this for a while. This started after September 11, 2001.
What kind of animals?
These are trained service dogs. They're dogs.
Okay.
Okay, they're not ponies or ferrets or whatever.
Or alligators running around.
Alligators. So these are dogs. They are, many of them are trained by a Wyoming-based nonprofit called Therapy Dogs Incorporated. They certified the animals in the LAX program. So now when you go to LAX, you can also possibly encounter some of these dogs. And it just the stress levels drop. Everyone's smiling. Strangers are talking to each other. And everyone is feeling really good.
Do you like that?
I have no trouble with that. I have trouble if they're breeding the animals for this purpose, I have trouble. But hopefully they're rescued animals.
What if there's a lot of people there that just that hate animals, hate dogs? They're animal abusers.
Yeah, well,
they're crush video producers.
You may think so, but you know it seems to be a happy thing when they do it. I guess people don't like them, stay away. So
I
love airports, so you don't need animals. But a lot of people just don't like airports. Don't like flying. But for you, it's just a little adventure.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Care?
You're being sarcastic here, just so people know.
You know,
I'd rather be in a dentist office than in an airport.
In a couple of hunting incidents, I just need to report.
Okay.
Up in Canada, in Newfoundland and Labrador, a man has just been convicted for a hunting accident from a couple of years ago. And he was actually shot an innocent bystander, okay? So he was moose hunting, or he thought he saw a moose and instead shot a 68-year-old woman and it exited, hit her right shoulder, went through her back.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? So so he was convicted, and he is possibly going to serve up to 9 months in jail and 2 years on probation. His lawyer is trying to get less. So to me, the remarkable thing here is that initially, you know, he claimed his rifle went off accidentally, but later he agreed that he, you know, intended the shot. Okay.
So intended it, meaning he thought she was an animal?
Yeah.
Wow.
So she is an innocent victim, right? In the
terrible
sense of the word.
Terrible.
She was not in a hunting area. She was minding her own business. She didn't do anything wrong. So that led me to a couple of other more recent stories. And this is not, I'm not trying to make a whole value judgment on whether we need hunting to control herds or
you can
any of that.
You can make that judgment.
That's not my intention here.
Do you want me to make the judgment?
Okay, you can make
no,
that judgment.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
A guy in Colorado was squirrel hunting, and he missed his squirrel, but instead shot a man who was working on his nearby property. Guy only had minor injuries, okay? So another innocent guy minding his own. This could be you.
This could be his child.
This could be anyone. So another, and this is just a couple days ago. And then around last month, a sheriff's officer in near Minnesota was shot by a turkey hunter. So a guy was hunting his turkey, and another guy was just minding his own business, not hunting, right, and was shotgun blast to the face, multiple 58 pellet holes in his body and his face, and he still got a lot of pain, and he has to have one removed that was lodged near his eye. Okay. Now, the hunter was a 27-year-old guy, alleged experienced hunter, right? And he saw movement and mistook it for a possible turkey. Okay, so he didn't have a clear view. So three instances of innocent people getting shot. So, you know, how do you defend that? I mean, what? To me, that's a huge argument against this whole sport.
I totally agree, but you're just scratching the surface. I mean, there's millions of cases, well, not millions, but thousands a year, right,
yeah,
of accidental shootings?
There are many, many. I don't know if there are thousands, but in the United States, they're if you watch the news, they're all over the place.
And a lot involve kids.
Well,
and a lot involve the hunter's kids,
yeah,
who are they're taking their kid out to a nice, family, pleasant, fun event,
yeah,
and someone gets accidentally shot.
You know, the whole children thing, we can go off on that, too.
I know.
I would like to someday, but an 8-year-old cannot handle a gun. Let's just state that.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a very good point. The
okay.
point is there's no way to defend this, and it does bring up the issue of the sport in general.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Good point. Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals. Well, not millions, but thousands a year, right,
yeah,
of accidental shootings?
There are many, many. I don't know if there are thousands, but in the United States, if you watch the news, they're all over the place.
And a lot involve kids.
Well,
and a lot involve the hunter's kids,
yeah,
who are they're taking their kid out to a nice, family, pleasant, fun event,
yeah,
and someone gets accidentally shot.
You know, the whole children thing, we can go off on that, too.
I know.
I would like to someday, but an 8-year-old cannot handle a gun. Let's just state that.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a very good point. The
okay.
point is there's no way to defend this, and it does bring up the issue of the sport.
This station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Cameron Swayze. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein said on Sunday on Face the Nation, the chase is on after the former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, wanted by the U.S. for leaking top-secret government surveillance programs, reportedly arrived in Moscow Sunday morning from Hong Kong, where he had been hiding.
China clearly had a role in this, in my view. I don't think this was just Hong Kong without Chinese acquiescence. I think his choice of Moscow was interesting.
Meanwhile, the United States revoked the passport of Snowden. WikiLeaks also announced that Snowden will eventually seek asylum in Ecuador. WikiLeaks said Snowden left Hong Kong legally and, quote, is bound for the Republic of Ecuador via a safe route for the purpose of asylum. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call Invent Help today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-977-4336. That's 1-800-977-4336. The call is free and so is the information. So call Invent Help now at 1-800-977-4336. That's 1-800-977-4336.
At least a dozen Islamic militants wearing police uniforms shot to death overnight, a Pakistani, and 10 foreign tourists, including an American who were visiting one of the world's highest mountains in a remote area of northern Pakistan that has been largely peaceful. The shooting was one of the worst attacks on foreigners in Pakistan in recent years and is likely to damage the country's already struggling tourism industry. Pakistan's mountainous north, considered until now relatively safe,